The two sides have long been feuding about suspensions, with the district attempting to shift away from out-of-school suspensions to more in-school and working with counselors to figure out why there's a problem. The DPCC plans to talk today about a waterfront student who has 80 suspensions. Interim Superintendent Donald Ogilvy says the situation is getting better.
Our suspensions have decreased steadily in the last over a year. And I think when you lump long-term and short-term suspensions together, it can definitely be misleading.
Ogilvy says the entire process of suspensions, counseling, even homeschooling for a suspended student must live within the school district's budget. DPCC President Sam Radford says the resources aren't there and plans to call on the Federal Justice Department to probe suspensions. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.